Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Ayin Dalad, and we have to really chazer up the last second half of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis because we're going to spend almost the entirety of Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph talking about it. We had come to a machlokas between Rava and Abaye. If you're looking in smack in the middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, right, so Amar Rava, just to read the first line, then we'll explain the brisa. We really should read the whole thing because it'll really be helpful, but we won't do that. But Amar Rava says that Edim Shehuchul Vasuf Huzmu Neharogin, meaning that the Hachasha, right, Tchilas Hazamahi, right, Edim that had Hachasha that were contradicted, right, again, if you remember, there are two types of dismissing Edim, right? If Edim come and say that, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon, right, and there's two ways to disprove that. Either you could say it's not true, right, simply that Shimon is still alive, or Reuven wasn't there, or whatever. Or you can discredit the Edom themselves. You can say, Imano HaYusim, you can say, you weren't there at that time, you were with us. So that's what the second type is called Hazama. That's called, and that would be, they would be Edom Zomim, and then they would get whatever punishment, whatever they tried to give, let's say, to Reuven, let's say that in this case, they would get killed. So Rava says that the beginning of, says that if the Edom were first contradicted, meaning if Edom came and another cut of Edom came and said, Reuven wasn't there, Shimon wasn't there, right? Shimon is still alive, and they contradicted them, and then two other Edom came and said that they were Zomim, so that's the same thing, and they would get killed, because the contradiction, right, is the beginning of the Hazama process. And then to back that up, right, Rava brought a brisa that he interpreted as a proof. The brisa had said that if people testify, two Edom testify that a master knocked out the eye of his slave and also knocked out his tooth, right? So in that case, it depends on the order, right? The order is important, because for both of those things, the slave is going to go free, but, right, for the second of those two injuries, he's going to get paid, because he's a free person, right? It's just like if I punch you in the face, so I would owe you money for dental work or whatever it is. So, obviously, Chas Shalom. But so basically, in that case, right, when he's a free man, so again, if the second item is the item the Eved is going to get paid for. So basically, Rava had said, right, again, that just the case was, right, that the guy testified, the Edom came and testified that he knocked out his eye first and then knocked out his tooth, right? And then they turned out to be Zomimim. Right, so they would pay the value of the eye to the slave. And the Gemara had said, basically, what's the case, right? What's the case? And basically, we constructed a case where there's three types of Edom. And they'd actually had Hachasha first. They'd actually been contradicted and said that the order was the reverse. And then there was Omim, right? So that said that, again, that's the last line we left off with. Apparently, what Shmamina, right, second line, last line, right, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi, so therefore we see that if Hachasha, if they were first contradicted and then turned into Edom Zomim, right, that would be Edom Zomim, and they would have to pay, they would be considered Zomim. It wouldn't be as if their testimony was thrown out, like we would normally do with Hachasha. Okay, so Amar Abaye says, now, on the last line of Ayin Gimel Beis, that's not at all what's going on over here, right? He says, lo, really, that's not the case, that's not the scenario. Just to read between the lines a little bit, it's not that there are three kats of Edom, it's that a kat is a group of Edom, yeah? So it's not that there are three kats of Edom, it's really that there are two kats of Edom, and the first kat says, right, that first it was eye and tooth, and the second cot came and said it was tooth and eye. But what did the second cot do? Just to let's read in the Gemara, davchinu ve'azminu, because they reversed. It was meaning the first Edom said it was eye and then tooth. The second Edom said no, it's tooth and then eye. And then they became Edom Zomim as well. And basically now you don't there's no hachasha. I mean, there's no hachasha going on first, because there was no hachasha before becoming Edom Zomim, meaning that again it was the same time. Meaning they were the ones, as Ptosis already points out on the bottom, that it must be within that same testimony, right, that they were mazim them. It wasn't that there was hachasha that there was, and then later there was hazama. Right? It was at the same edus. And therefore it's not a proof for Rava's concept whatsoever. Mimai, how does Abaye know that that's how you interpret the Brisa, as opposed to the way Rav interpreted the Brisa? Mean to say from the second part of the of the Braisa, demeper v'azama, because that's also a case of hafacha, reversing the case, meaning reversing the order, eye, tooth, tooth, eye, and then hazama, right, at the same time. And we'll see that there are two witnesses, and that, therefore the edim that are coming to do achasha are the edim that are doing the hazama. And so therefore, if that's the case, so then reishanami behevek v'azama, right, that's also in the scenario where they reverse the order and were mazim the edim at the same time. The Ketani Seifa, as the Sefer says, Meidano es ish ploni shipel shen avdo v'sima es evno. If Edim come and say it was tooth and then eye, sharei ha'eved gomer kain, and the eved is happy with that because that means he gets more money, right? An eye is more valuable than a tooth. So there, and then v'nim su zomim, they became zomim. V'shalman d'me ayin l'rav, they pay the amount of an eye to their master, because again, that's what they tried to get the master to lose. Now the Gemara says, one second, hey chidami, what's the case? Right? Idalo kamodu l'basrai v'chavala klal. If the second edim who called him edim zomim is not going to say there was any injury whatsoever, so d'me kuliyan v'l'rav b'ayish l'milah. Why would they only pay the value of the eye? Right? They should pay the value of the entire slave, because if it wasn't true that the master injured the slave, right? So then they were trying to make the master lose the entirety of the slave, not just the value of his eye. Is it Ella rather cheated to come over the kula b'chavala? No, it must be right that everybody agrees that there was some sort of injury here. It should be to afchinu or afchinon. Okay, but the Bach changes it to afchinu. Whatever afchinu v'azminu. Again, they reversed the scenario and also made them edim zomim. There's only two katim of edim, and so Bach says the first scenario is also right, only dealing with two edim. V'heichidami, and what's the case? Now, what's the scenario? If the second Edim, right, said that it happened later, meaning that the injuries, let's say, happened on a Wednesday, right? The first Edim said it was on Sunday, and the second Edim say it happened on, let's just say, I guess, Monday, right? That's easier. Right? So the second Edim say that the injury happened on Monday. So, the Edim Zomim should also have to pay the entire value of the Eved, right, to the master. Because when they testified on Sunday that he injured his slave, that hadn't happened yet. That was false. Right? So they were still trying to make him lose the entire value of the slave. So Ella must be the Kamakadme Hani Basrai. That the second Edim said that no, he didn't injure him on Sunday, he injured him on Friday. V'idalo Amar Badin, and just to clarify, again, this is just clarifying exactly the case is in the Raisa. V'idalo Amar Badin, right, Akati Dmei Kuli Eved Rav Shboi Shlomele. And also, if there hadn't been any Hamada Badin, right, if there had no court case whatsoever, right, that they hadn't come to Beis Din and decided that he was Chayev, right, he still wouldn't have been. They should have had to pay the entirety of the Eved, because the Akati Gavar Lo Mechayev, because he wouldn't have been Chayev, right, to pay that and to free the Eved, right, at that time, right, that's a Knas. A Knas is only comes true, right, when the Beis Din is Mechayev. So if they hadn't been to court yet, right, they also Lechora, we should have to pay the entirety of the slave. So it must be El Damim Badin. It must be the Edim Zomim, right? The second Kat of Edim came after the Beis Din, right, had already heard the entirety of the case. Okay, there really could be a couple of two dots that would help us, because we're going to jump right back and forth between topics. Now the Gemara here now, right, is going to say that he's going to try and attack Rava's understanding. Why did Rava have to understand, right, that the Reish is talking about a situation, right, where there are three groups of Edom? So I'm Rav Acha Breda Vika Ravashi Dukya de Rava Mehecha. Right, where did Rava assume that this Bryce is talking about Hachasha is Tchilas Hazama, that first you have a case of their Edom are being contradicted by one Kat of Edom, and then they're being Mazim by another Kat of Edom? Ilay Mereisha, if you're talking about the first case, again, the first case where the Edom say that he has to pay, it was tooth and then eye, and then another case, Edom came and said, no, it was eye and then tooth. So Reisha, and then they had Hazama, right, from the third Kat of Edom. Reisha Kamechashi Mitziyai, the middle Edom, right, are not the ones, right, that are contradicted. Right, came into Ilo Mitzame, because it's Sadusa Kavasayuka Kaime. If they had not become Zomim, we would have accepted their Edos. Why? The Dinukavan Sane Paskinan, because we would have Paskin like them. Meaning the Psach would have been like the second Edom, Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana, because their Edos, right, is included in the other edus. Meaning, in the according to that brisa, the first edim say that it was tooth and then eye. So the master has to pay for the eye, right? Because that's the second thing he damaged. The second edim come and say it was eye and then tooth. Well, the value of the tooth is included in the value of the eye. So the chora. If the value of the eye is 200 and the value of the tooth is 100, so everybody agrees the master has to pay at least 100. So zehilkach, therefore kamayhu to miskashi mitziyah lo miskashi midi. So therefore, it must be the first edim that we're contradicting, not the second, because everybody agrees the edus to the second. So how can you tell me that achash tchilas hazama if this middle edim are not the ones that we're contradicting whatsoever, right? The middle ones, the ones that we're accepting. Taka. So Amar Leis, so therefore, so Rav Ashi says, so said back to him, Rava Sava mid the Resha b'shalosh kitos seif anam b'shalosh. No, so what the proof is, we said the half of the proof yesterday. Really, right? Rava's proof was that from the fact that the Resha has three cases, like we did yesterday, right? Ayin Sham, again, not to go through that whole thing again, but that's at the end, you know, the end of Ayin Gimel Beis. So Seifa Nami B'Shalosh. So the Seifa also has to be three cases of Edom, three Katim of Edom. Daika Miseifa, and Rava learning that Hachash is Tchilas Hazama, right, is learning it from the Seifa. What's the case? Could go to Azu Betray, because two Edom come, first group, right, Varmi, they say, Hippo Eshen no Vesimas Eno. Again, there's two than an eye. Upaskin Ladini Apomayhu, and then they psak din. Like the slave goes free, and the master has to pay for the eye. The Azu betray Achrini, two other Edom come ve'amrei, and they say Simas Eino v'ipel Hashenos. It's the reverse. That first he knocked out his eye, then knocked out his tooth, meaning that he only has to pay for the tooth. V'zekam Machshei Lulhani Kamai, and they're contradicting the first Edom. V'nimtzu Zomim Kamai, and then the first Edom becomes Zomim Mishmalim Dmei Ayin LaRav. In that case, they pay the value, right, of the eye, right, to the master, even though, right, they had already been contradicted, right, before they became Hazama. And that's Hachash Tchilas Hazama. Because we saw that the Hachash Alav Tchilas Hazama, because if you tell me that if they, once they're contradicted, we throw out their Eidos, and then when they become Eidim Zomim, right, it's not a thing anymore because their Eidos is gone, right? Amay Mishami, why should they have to pay? Hitchashu lo meikara, right? Their Eidos was knocked out. So Ella, rather, must be Shmami. No, we see from here that Hachash Tchilas Hazama. Really, that's the proof. That's where Rav learned from our Brisa, that Hachash is the beginning of Hazama. Now, what would be Abaye going back to him? Again, we did Abaye's response assuming Rava's proof was from the Resha. What would be Abaye going back if Rava's proof is from the Seifa? Abaye Amar Lachai, he would say to you, Bishlam Resha, Lo Sagi, Dolo Shalosh Kitos, Shrei Katani Harav Omerkin. Again, we did that already, but there's the first case. So Abaye would agree that in the first case there has to be three sets of Edom, because when we say the Rav Omerkin, meaning we said that basically the master was happy with the testimony of, right, it must be another one that we're not mentioning, right, the middle one that says that he only has to pay the value of the tooth and not the value of the eye, right, but but for the Seifa, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have three sets of Edom in the Seifa. Shari Eved overcame, Eved called who Meimar Amar. Well, how are you proving that? From the fact that the Eved said he's happy with the testimony and that he's getting more money, meaning then therefore you have to add another group of Edom that say really he's getting paid for the eye, not for the tooth. No, Eved called who Meimar Amar. The Eved is going to be happy regardless, right? The Nichle is the neighbor of Cheiros, right? He's going to be Eved overcame. Eved's going to be happy in Manusha because he's going free. So that doesn't prove anything. It's necessarily three different edim over there. Okay, now switching gears. Now we have assumed throughout this entire discussion, not switching gears entirely, but we have assumed through this entire discussion that what's it called? That if the eved loses both an eye and a tooth, right? So one of them sets him free, and one of them gets him money. So Maskevla Rav Zera, again, we're showing him point out that it's kind of weird that it's Maskevla, because he's not asking cash on anybody, but just really Rav Zera wants to know. So Amos Sima is Eno, right? Nipuk be'eno, hipo l'shino, nipuk b'shino. Right? I mean, we know that if a master knocks out his eye, slave goes free. If he knocks out his tooth, slave goes free. Right? Simas eno v'hipo l'shino, right? Nipuk is eno be'eno v'shino. Why doesn't he go free with both of them? Meaning, why are we assuming that he goes free with one and gets money for the second? Right? Maybe he should go free just because he lost both of them. Right? So Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Alecha, Makar Pozik says, Tachas eno, v'l'tachas eno v'shino. Tachas shino, v'l'tachas shino v'eno. And just to quote the Pozik, ki akeh ish is en avdo, o is en amaso. Right? If a person knocks out the eye of his servant or his female servant, v'shichata, and destroys it, v'l'chavshidish, v'l'chanav tachas eno, he goes free. It also says about Shino. Doesn't I don't have the pasuk here. Yeah, that's the next pasuk. Sorry, I do have it here. V'im shein avdo, oh shem ano amaso yapil lechav shi'ed shalchan atan shino. Same thing with a tooth. But it says, right, again, basically, it's one or the other, not both of them. And therefore, I mean, if once he goes free from one of them, right, he's going to have to pay, right, for the damages of the other. Okay, now, back to hachasha tchilas hazama. Right, you have a little, without the tzidats and whatever, I have a little kind of notes on the side of the Gemara of what topic we're going back to. So it says, Amar Avid Amar Bar Oven. Av Anunami Tanina, and we also learned that Chachash's Tchilas Hazama from our Mishnah. This is probably why we have this discussion over here. Right? If you remember the Mishnah on, what was it, Ayin Beis or something. Right? So Amar Avid Bar Oven, Av Anunami Tanina, we also learned that Chachash, the contradicting Eidos, is beginning of Hazama. Because Ganav Al Bishnayim Etavachom Achar Al Piyem, if an Eidim come and say, a guy stole an ox or whatever, and he shechted it or sold it based on that first group of Edom's testimony as well. And they end up being zomim misham lo zakol. So then they pay everything. Obviously, right? Obviously, they pay everything. So it says, "My lava idu al geneva v'chazir idu al tzvicha." Doesn't that seem to imply that they gave two testimonies? One about the geneva, then they came back. You know, let's say a day later or whatever it is, right? Not at the same time, pashtus. Right, let's say Sunday to Monday, yeah. So then they came back the next day and testified about this shchita, the tzvicha mechira, right? V'huzmu al geneva, and then they became edim zomim for the geneva, and then v'huzmu al tzvicha, and then they became edim zomim about the tzvicha, which is interesting because hakeva shehuzmu al geneva guy mitzvicha lo have a little question. Once you have edim zomim that this guy stole, right, meaning once the edim zomim for the geneva, meaning once you tell me that the theft never happened. So obviously, there's no halachic significance about the shechita, right? Obviously, you can't tell me you have to pay dal v'hei or three times the amount, right? Once you're paying keva, right? That extra above and beyond, right? If the guy didn't steal the animal, so him shechting or selling the animal is obviously not relevant. So once the edim prove that they're edim zomim for the gneva, what's the tvicha? What's the shechita for? Right? That's not doing anything. Vikatani, but we see mishalman lo sakol. They have to pay everything, meaning as if they were edim zomim for both the thievery and for the shechting. Why in the world would they pay for the tvicha if the contradicting their testimony, right, is not the beginning of Hazama? It must be that the contradicting the testimony, which is basically what it is when they become Edim Zomim for the Geneva, that contradicts their testimony about the Tvicha, so then they become Edim Zomim for the Tvicha, so that apparently we see that Hachasha is the beginning of Hazama. The Gemara says, Amrei, not really. The Gemara, they said in the Beis Medrash, not really. Hachmai, skin on the case is, right, we don't have to necessarily have that order. Right? We took a lot of liberties here to assume what was going on. It could very well be that they became zomim about the tvicha first, by the shchita, right, and then the geneva, which doesn't, right, that would make them chayef on both of them. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. And this is actually a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, well, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar neharagin, v'chad amar ein neharagin. And if you had edim that were, again, their edus was was contradicted, right, and knocked out, and then they became edim zomim. So do you kill them or not? So again, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Tistayin Rabbi Lazar, who the amar ein neharagin. Rabbi Lazar seems to be the one who says we don't kill them, and that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that achasha is tchilas hazama. The amar Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar says edim shehuchu benefesh. If a people gave testimony that said Reuven killed Shimon, and then they got contradicted, meaning Shimon, you know, is alive, Reuven is alive, or whatever. So Lokan, they get Malchus. Now they get Malchus in a Hanami. That's a what's it called? That's Lav Shem Bo Maisa. But again, they're Psukim, right? That's Gemara and Makos, right? They get Malchus for that at the beginning of Makos, even though speech is not really not considered a Maisa. Okay, this is already more in depth topics. But basically, so again, they get Malchus. If you tell me that Rabbi Lazar is the one who says that Hachash is Tchilas Hazama, on my Lokan, why would you give Malchus for Edim Shehuchashu, right? For Edim that their testimony was thrown out, why would they get Malchus? Why have they lavish Nitzan Lazharzmiz as Beis Din? That's in Israel, that's called a lavish Nitzan Lazharzmiz as Beis Din, right? A lav that could theoretically lead to get people getting put to death. Right, but you don't get malchus for that, right? That's one of the averus you don't get malchus for. Allah Shwamina must be Rabbi Lazar the Amr in Narug, and apparently Rabbi Lazar is the one who says, right, that they don't get killed in Tistayim, that makes sense. Gemara says, Lokin, one second, why do they get malchus? Right? Trade in who? Right, my chaz is samachta hani, samachta hani. Right, if you have contradictory edus, right, a guy says Reuven killed Shimon. Right, another edim come and say, "What are you talking about? Reuven was with us, or Reuven is, or Shimon's still alive, etc." Why in the world would you get malchus? Right, that's just two edim, right, versus two edim. Right, why would you rely on the second group? Rely on the first group. Right, we don't have, again, we have psukim by edim zomim to say that we rely on the second group and not the first group by edim zomim when you say amanu ayisim, but by chasha when you have contradictory edus, where do you get that from? So Rabbi says, "Baba harug baraglov." So the case is where it's obvious, right? Who's lying? Because the first group of Adam said Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walked into Beis Din. So obviously they're lying. So in that case, right? Obviously they're gonna get malchus. Okay. Good. Vayter says the new Mishnah. Ganav al pi shnayim, v'tavach hamacha al pi eid echad. Now we're going to talk about cases, scenarios where he's not going to pay dalad v'hei. So if two aidim come and say the guy stole, right, and then one aid comes and says that he shechted it or sold it, al pi atma, or he admits to that. So in that case, mashalim tashlumi kefal, v'ein mashalim tashlumi dalad v'hei. He's going to pay kefal, right, for the aidus that he stole, but not dalad v'hei. Ganav v'tavach v'shabbos. Let's say he shechted on Shabbos, or he stole and shechted the ganav v'tavach avodah zara. Those cases, right? You have kimlev rab minei, because he's going to get killed, or he's not going to pay the payment. He's not going to have dalad v'hei. Or ganav mishal aviv. He stole his father's stuff. Umeis aviv, and then his father passed away. V'achakach tavach amachar. And then when he inherited, right, that animal, then he shechted it or sold it. Ganav v'hikdish. V'achakach tavach amachar. Or he stole it and then he was maktish it. Right, and it became muktash, right, again, in one of the ways where that's possible. Right, we talked about that a little bit. And then he shechted it after it became kadosh. So then mishalim tashlumi, potentially kefal, v'einu mishalim tashlumi dalad v'hei. But in those cases, you're not going to pay dalad v'hei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, kachim shechayv b'achar yuson, mishalim tashlumi dalad v'hei, she'in chayv b'achar yuson, potter. If you have a certain, Rabbi Shimon is going to have that discussion in the Gemara. But if there's an animal, there are two types of way of being makdish an animal. If a person says, for example, he says there are two ways to say that this cow is going to be a korban. If a person says I'm going to bring a korban, like the phrase is hare alai korban, so that means he has to bring a korban. And therefore, once he designates an animal, that animal is not specific for the korban. It just happens to be the animal that he's going to be yotze his chiyuv with. So therefore, if he then loses that animal, he has to replace it with another animal. That's a kachim shechayv b'achar yuson. That's a kachim that you have to replace, that you have to have, literally mean, they translated it terribly in the article, as he bears responsibility. It's not really what it means. It means that the owner would have to replace it if he lost or got this, he got stolen, for example. So if the guy, if it's kachim that chayv b'achar yuson, that the owner has to go get another animal, in that case, yeah, it is mishan to v'shun l'dal v'hei, right? Gemara will have to explain exactly what's going on over here. V'she'in chayv b'achar yuson, but if another case, or the other way to be makdish an animal would be to say that this cow is a korban. So in that case, you're not chayav b'achar yuson, you don't have to replace it if it gets lost or stolen or whatever it is. It's just because that animal is a korban, right? It's not that you are taking upon yourself the obligation to bring a korban and that animal is checking that box for you. Right? It's just that this animal is a korban. So the animal disappears. Okay, this animal disappeared, right? It's korban. It's gone. Whatever. So in that case, potter, in that case, you're not going to have to pay dalad v'hei. That's the type of hektish that was we're dealing with. So Gemara says, al pi eid echad, right? Gemara says, pshita. Well, you don't have to tell me that if we have one witness, right, tell me that the guy shechted an animal he stole, that he's not, we're not going to pay dalad v'hei based on that. Obviously, al pi shnayim edim, right? O shlosha edim yakum davar, right? We only establish a fact based on two edim. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that if there's one aid that tells me he shechted, he's potter? Well, obviously. So Gemara says, amrei hakamash malan, that it's coming to teach me that al pi atzmo dumi da al pi eid echad, that if he admits, right, on his own, right, that's similar, right, through one witness, right? Lost my place over here. Right, yeah. I mean, kamash malan da al pi atzmo dumi da al pi eid echad. Ma al pi eid echad ki asi eid echad mitstarif behedya mechayiv. So just like if you have one witness that comes and says he shechted this animal, and then another guy comes into Beis Din and says, yeah, I saw him shechted the animal. So they combine to be two edim. So mechayev al pi atzmo nami. So too if the guy admits, Right, so too, if the guy admits that he shechted it, ki asu edim, if edim come after the fact and say, hey, you shechted that animal, then in that case, mechayiv, he's going to have to pay. Why is that a chish? Because that's against Rav Huna Amarav. The lafukim in the Ruva Amarav, the Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Rav Huna Amarav says, modi b'knas v'achach bo edim, potter. If a guy admits it based on, then edim come afterwards, right, in that case, he's still going to be potter. He's not going to be chayiv, right? And this Mishnah is against that shita. Okay, we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.